little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Okay, so moving on swiftly to a postnatal telephone call. We had a really good example in the teaching session that we did together, but we're going to abbreviate that and make it quite fast for our listeners on this occasion and just give very quick red flag questions and safety netting information related to a postnatal telephone consultation. So we're going to be speaking to Shanine. So you're going to be Shanine, and I'm going to ask you some red flag questions. Hi, Shanine. I'm just phoning to check that things are going okay after your new arrival. Is it a good time to talk?
Yeah.
How's your baby doing?
Oh, she's doing great. Thank you, doctor.
Have you chosen a name already?
Amelia.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. And Amelia's doing okay, is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Came out head first, didn't need to go to special care, that you didn't have any particular concerns about her at all.
No. Okay.
Are you breast or bottle feeding?
Breast.
And you're getting plenty of support with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're managing. Yeah, they helped in the hospital before I came home.
Yeah, okay. How are you and yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Bit tired.
Okay. How was the delivery itself?
I suppose it was okay. I mean, they did manage my pain really well, and thankfully I didn't. They sort of threatened the forceps at one point, but thankfully we didn't need to get involved with those.
Okay, so you didn't need any cuts and no tears or anything like that?
No, just a few sort of scrapes, but didn't need stitching.
Things seem to be healing okay for you?
Yeah.
And your midwife has checked you?
Yeah, I mean, they checked the first couple of days, but to be honest, it's really healing up nicely. There was no stitches, so...
Okay. Can I just check, are you having any accidents with your waterworks at all or with your bowels? No. Not leaking when you cough or sneeze, nothing like that. And your bowels are moving along okay, are they?
Yeah, they're starting to come back, yeah.
And you mentioned feeling a bit tired. Mm-hmm. Did you lose much blood at all?
I don't think more than normal. I think that's just sleep.
you don't think you're... So it's down to sleep. You're getting plenty of support at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're managing to get some rest at least.
Yeah.
So how's your mood?
Fine, really, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Who else is there at home?
Well, my partner, I suppose maybe it's a little bit... I suppose he's got to go back to work in another couple of days, and that might be a bit more tricky for me to get so much sort of rest, but, you know, he's been great.
Is there anyone else nearby that can help out when he goes back to work?
I mean, my mum's quite close. She's about half an hour away.
Mm. Okay. Would it be okay if we talk about contraception?
I hadn't really had any thoughts yet about that.
Okay. So you didn't have any plans or things that... you particularly wanted to do. Have you got any inclinations at this stage? Have you read anything or...
I was just going to really rely on breastfeeding at the minute, doctor. It's quite early days, and I don't think till I start having periods, I don't think I was going to really get too worried.
Okay. I guess it's worthwhile me asking how important it is to you in terms of when you want to have another child. If you got pregnant, because you could get pregnant, because it... to be fair, while you're breastfeeding, the chances of ovulating, if you're exclusively breastfeeding, are quite slim in the first 3 months. But we really ought to be thinking about some method of contraception if it's important for you not to conceive or have another baby at this stage. What do you think?
I mean, we're quite relaxed about it. I think we probably wouldn't, if I got pregnant again, that's fine. We do want more children.
Yeah, okay. So maybe condoms?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'll speak to my partner. I mean, I have had different things in the past, like coils and stuff, so I guess I just hadn't really got around to thinking about it.
Yeah.
I guess we have to make a decision about how important it is, like you say.
Yeah. I guess that if you're exclusively breastfeeding your baby is not needing much in the way of top-up feeds... then chances of you ovulating before we see you for your 6-week check are fairly slim, and maybe that would be a good time for us to talk about this again.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Would you like any help with pelvic floor exercises? You mentioned that you're not having any problems with leaking when you cough or sneeze. I guess you're not needing any help with that at this stage.
No, everything's fine just now.
Okay, so maybe you could safety net me.
Yes, who, I suppose in some instances, the lady might be having issues with bladder control, so the pelvic floor might be more relevant. So if your bladder control isn't improving with you doing your own pelvic floor exercises regularly, then let me know and we'll arrange for you to go to the pelvic floor clinic. And certainly I wouldn't put up with it for longer than 6 months at the most, because really there is help there at the pelvic floor clinic if things are still tricky with your waterworks.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.